and I
Love Talk Radio.
I paid this company with the media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for telling the IPA. For more info or to sponsor the IPA Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled INFINITI. IPA, bring an innovative mindset to the work.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our live show, Live Your Dream. We are here in the ATL. Woo! As you can see, these two lovely young ladies, I've been seeing them on the internet. I met them in person. I think this is my first time meeting you, but I've met you, and it is just so super exciting to be here. I am just living my dream. This is my dream, and I'm glad that you all on the ride with us. So as we are going live also, and then we're recording with Live Your Dream, it's just a blessing. So I've been in Atlanta so many different times and talking with so many different people, but each time it's like I meet new people and add on to our family of our network. So how exciting is that? So as you can tell, we're here with the party kickoff, which is going to be now going into the actually party network on the web, starts at 7. So I want everyone who's a part of the networking party to make sure that y'all actually be a part of it, be engaged, be true to everyone, support everyone, and go forth with it. So as you can look at the table, we got some snacks on the table. Woo!
Ooh, <okay.
laughs> Yes. So everyone, now, Live Your Dream been around for about a year, and I know that with Live Your Dream, so many people get on the show and they express what they like to do and what they're doing, and it's dreams, hopes, and wants, and desires. So on today, I'm going to let everybody introduce yourself. So I'm your girl. I'm a girl today, not a young lady, a girl, because these are the girls here. I'm Darlene P. Noble, and I'm happy, super excited to be here. So we have here.
My name is Zoe Turner, and I'm 7 years old.
7 years. Oh, whoop. Zoe, what do you do?
I'm a model, I'm an actress, and I'm a singer.
Oh, wow. So I know you've been rocking the runway, and you have been singing. You've been in the studio. So we're going to let that, we're going to come back. So we're going to move over here to the left-hand side over here. So who we have here?
It's the girl, Zoe Lee.
Uh-huh.
I am 9 years old.
Ooh, so much personality. I feel it. I feel all the energy, all the excitement. You all are stars. I mean, definitely. So y'all know that, right?
Yes.
So look in the camera and say, we know that.
We know that.
Outstanding. So this reason of this big trip, not only to see you all, but he is wonderful when it comes in front of the screen. His name is Barber T. Hopefully he'll be calling in, either walking through the door any moment. And I do know how times can get. Atlanta traffic is really, really crazy. But he is actually having a movie premiere on Saturday. And I saw him in a movie actually a year ago, well, about 6 months ago. And I knew, I said, wow, this guy is super. He is great. So he's having his movie called The Return. So that's one of the reasons why we're here with IPH, which is my company, to put that out and then get more footage and also photographs for the magazine. So have you all been in the magazine yet?
Yes, I have.
You have? Well, guess what? You all going to get to be in there again. Woo! Yes. So on today, everyone, I see the message board is lighting up. Everybody is coming forth. Please send your questions. Ask Zoe and Jai. And also, parents, y'all want to come and actually say something on today also? Or y'all want to be in the background?
No.
Flip the camera. Ain't nothing perfect in this world. Say hi.
Okay.
That's right.
Hi, Jai's mom.
Hi,
Zoe's mom, Janelle. And we're here as our girls are getting interviewed.
Yes.
The kickoff party.
Yes.
We're excited about the accomplishments that they're doing with their career.
Yes.
We're doing our mom's
interview. That's right. And they are great parents. And I hope that Tamika gets a call in also with Model Heaven, I know that a lot of things, that this is spring break.
Yes. Yes.
So y'all been doing some super great stuff so far?
Yes.
Well, today is Wednesday.
Oh, my
name is okay.
And my thing was just doing homework and watching TV and then just a little nap.
Okay. Well, okay, so we're going to go ahead and start everything off. So, Jai, a rapper, a singer, a model, a dancer. Wow.
Actress.
Oh, my God. So, as I tell everybody and also Zoe, whenever y'all stop performing and y'all in front of thousands of folks, when y'all see me, y'all going to remember, I don't care if I'm 80, 90 years old, I'm going to say, I'm not paying for nothing to get in anywhere. Y'all going to be like, she has a front row seat. So y'all have to remember that. You going to remember that?
Yes.
I told this rapper out of Fayetteville named Koss. I said, Koss, I don't care how big you get. When you see me coming, you as well say, go ahead and open up the doors, let her in, because I'm not paying for nothing. So tell me about actually what's going on with you right now. I know with the rap song, what is the name of your song that you have out?
Well, it's called How I Feel. I know I don't do mostly emotional songs, so this song is basically telling how I feel. It's not just happy day, I'm always happy.
Yeah,
you see
are.
On my outside and I'm happy, but in my inside I have a different feeling because of I see the homeless every day and being in
that
game is not that easy.
Wow. So tell me this. So you wrote your own, like, as far as the words to your song.
Yes.
And so give us the name of the song, that actually the rap song that you have out.
How I Feel.
How I Feel. So you took the time and your mom, nobody helped you, did it all by yourself. How is, So I feel just honored, honestly, because I saw your actually video. I saw your intro coming out and also on YouTube. And you blowing up. You are blowing up. So you had a chance to be in front of a live, a big live audience yet, or is that coming?
Well, actually, yes. When I've been in a big crowd, I was with Patty Queen that time.
Oh, yeah. And you were with the Fair Billy.
Yes.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, yay!
It was a huge parade.
Yes.
And we went on stage.
One of them.
Yes.
Wow, superstars. We have superstars. Y'all are superstars. Wow. So on the runway, I know y'all walking, and I know you had a chance to actually walk for MMG, which I believe the summer months, y'all going to head to New York, and y'all going to do the photo shoot and all that great stuff. Wow. Wow. So tell me this. So when it comes down to walking, what makes it so interesting for you? What do you get out of it?
Well, what I get out of it? It's like when I'm walking on the runway, I feel like it's special and it's like great and everybody loves me.
Yes.
And that was an opportunity for us to go to New York, and I'm happy that I won. But
yes.
Even if the other kids didn't win, I'm still proud of them trying to do their best.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay, because I remember y'all some, y'all, this is not the first time y'all been on my show. Y'all got me in tears. And I said it too. I remember coming on, and then one would say, hey, Zoe. And then the other one, hey, Jai. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Jai. And just to hear you both say that. So how long y'all been friends?
Well, almost.
Like how y'all met? In school?
Oh, no.
How y'all met?
We were the same school.
Oh.
Getting her mom's phone number, and then
So you all met the same way through what they met. Hush, your mom. You, yeah, but I would think that y'all know each other all y'all life. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes, they do. They have
sisters.
How about you?
Ooh, I'm in. Okay, now. So I know you got the chance to go to Hawaii. So I saw you with your luggage, your Louis Vuitton luggage, and I got some too. And I love my Louis Vuitton. Anywhere I go, everybody like, that's her.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, me too. I have never been to Hawaii. Oh, she's okay. Y'all just gonna move on over, honey. They are. So now, any of the personalities that they have is any of like what you all. All right, this is a step even a higher and higher notch.
Yeah, I mean, she's like that all the time.
All the time.
She says things that I'm not, like, when you get shocked, I'm shocked. Always
Yeah.
Phrases you're saying. Yeah. But, yeah, she just always had the personality. She could talk.
So, any, like, your personality growing up, or you are more of a low-key?
I'm very outspoken.
Yeah, outspoken, outgoing, yeah. Yeah, because I thought it was me with my oldest daughter. She's a dancer, but she took it to another whole level. I came up with the choreography. Everybody was like, oh, she getting it. That's her. She came up with the dance step. And then here go my daughter. She became like this big old like superstar at dancing for so many years. So she took it to another whole level. And so a lot of times they live our dreams, but they're a part of us. And it's so amazing how God just worked it out. Just allow them to do it to another whole level. Well, I'm going to tell y'all. In another year or two, whatever, it might be less than that. I'm telling y'all, this is where we at. They are going to make it. Big, big time. The world is going to know them. And I call the names out, and I tell everybody all the time, the world is going to know them. And I have people in New York. I have people here in Atlanta. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. And I had people even ask and said, do you only work with kids? And I said, no, I work with everyone. But the kids take over, and the parents, they want it for the kids, too, and the kids want it for themselves. Because exactly. If a child ever comes and say, I don't want it no more, you know what? We have to respect that, you know? So even with my daughter, I want her to start the dance division of my company. And she rather at this point say, Mom, I just need to pull away because I've been dancing since I was 6 years old. Wow. So I need to just give me a moment to myself, and then as time go by, then I'll start that up. So I get that. But it took me a while to understand it because I didn't understand why. So I am so excited. So ladies, young girls, what do y'all have to say to those who want to be in the same type of shoes you all are in, but they just don't know how to get there? What would you say? What would you say to somebody that want to be a model, a dancer, a singer, and they just don't know how to get there? What would you say to them?
I would say keep trying, doing your best, and keep practicing and get bettering at it, and that's what I would say.
Wonderful. Great. And that's great. And what about you, guys?
Well, actually, I would say if something that you went for and you didn't make it, it doesn't matter because you know that God will have something that's better and great that will make you.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
I would also say never give up on anything and always practice, like Joey said, because practice makes perfect.
Yes, it does. It does.
And we all know nobody's perfect, but we're still movie stars.
You're right. Yeah. Everybody in their own right. And that's the same thing I tell everybody. Because you know what? I always tell everybody, you know, God can bless me with millions, but I want others to have millions right beside me. I don't want to be like, oh, look at me and look at you. I want everybody to be able to have and enjoy life also. So I am just so, this is just wonderful. So I know that we were live earlier. Are we still live? Oh, really? It does. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. And I do have actually some questions. And the question is for the parents. Parents, the question is for you all.
Oh, Lord, we have a question?
Okay. Yeah. So the question is, and this is actually from Sandra. Sandra want to know, what do y'all do? Let me see, because I kind of clicked over. She still was typing a little bit. What do y'all do as far as parents to keep your kids motivated? And so one of you can ask.
As far as Zoe, actually, Zoe, she's motivating herself.
Yeah.
So I don't force anything on her.
Right.
We just follow her leading. But at the same time, you know, there's boundaries. You know, we let her be a kid.
Right.
We let her have fun with what she's doing, but also we let her know that you have to, you know,
you have to
work at it.
Right.
This is something that you want.
Right.
So with her, it's like I don't have to make her do anything. She's constantly, she's practicing on her own. She's
Wow. Like, look,
she shut the whole house down. We can't watch TV. She cut off the TV. My husband, son, we all got to watch her do this. And this has been forever.
Forever.
It's really, you know,
Wow. So what do you have, Mommy?
That's why it makes sense that they're so much alike, because God's the same way. The one thing I do know with God is that she knows the pressure is on in this. Anything that she does, whether it's rapping, it's acting, it's modeling, whatever, the pressure is always on because this industry is very tough.
Right.
So I always keep before her, never say you can't do anything.
Exactly.
And we hold her fast to her favorite scripture, was in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ.
Ooh, I love that scripture.
Yes.
Yes.
She always before her, and she's like, you know what, I can do this.
Right.
I'm going to do it. And I'm going to bet you this. So that's what keeps her going.
All right. So, and as I see right here, Sandra's giving her thumbs up. So now, this is the thing. When it comes down to, and thank you, Sandra, for the question. When it comes down to, I know, being parents, and just, I know I wanted to be a singer. And honestly speaking, I'm not saying this to say this because I want to fit in with you all superstars, but I was in Germany, but before that, I was actually always wanted to be a singer. And my family told me, said, baby, girl, maybe you want to pick another profession or something. And I'm like, well, you think I can learn how to sing? And they're like, look. So I got over to Germany, and it's called the Anointing.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. And let me explain it. Hold up. So what happened was I was over there in church, and the pastor asked me to sing. I said, oh, what? Got up there in front of church, it's gold and everything. Videotape it and everything, send it back home, and my family was like, oh my gosh, she can sing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How God works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, through the anointing, I truly believe people could be blessed and touched.
Amen.
But there are other purposes and reasons why God have you in place, too. So, that wasn't my purpose.
Why?
Because, honey, I would have been a Beyonce. Beyonce would have been like, well, who's that girl right there? Who's that? But, so with me, I actually moved into the realm of modeling because I met a mother and a daughter. Her daughter met, they were in school together in sixth grade, and she met my oldest daughter, and she said, Mom, I met this girl in school, and I think she'll make a great model for our little modeling troupe, and was a nonprofit modeling troupe. So the mother called and said, I would like for her to be in it. I said, well, in order for her to be in it, let me tell you and explain the rules that we play by in my house. And then she said, what about you? I said, well, yeah, I modeled. So I ended up being the number one model. I almost said the number one model. I ended up being the first model for 7 years to go out on the runway. Any show, I was the number one, and my daughter was number two.
Wow.
Every single show, because they knew that. So people used to say, oh, we love your walk. I know you from a mile away. I remember you. And I'm like, yeah, that was then, but this is now. So I knew that was a part and purpose of what I needed to do to bridge the over. And also singing is another factor. And also people who are single, who are looking for love, is another factor. So I have so many different entities. So like when Zoe says all the things she does and all the things you do, I'm so proud that you don't shield them and put them in a box. Because it's not about being in a box. It's about being yourself. And I know you got your hand up. Go. What you want to say, Zoe?
I'm going to say that trying, and even the people who didn't make it to be on magazines and being a model, then they just keep on trying because God gives them a gift to be on TV shows.
Yes. And everybody got their own part that they want to do. Some people just, you know, they will not do some things that they want to do because that's not in their lineup.
Wow.
But there is, like I tell everyone, nothing is perfect. I did a live show yesterday on IPH TV Network, the first show, and I didn't have nobody that outside of my, you know, company to ask questions. So she sat on the other side, so we're not going to show you. So she was asking questions. And so it wasn't perfect, but it's a start. So a lot of things you do is a start to get you to the next area. So it's so true. So how y'all enjoying the snacks and everything?
Oh, good.
Well, there's some chicken in that plate right there. I don't know if y'all like. Yeah, some chicken right there. Yeah. Yeah. So everyone, so I do see some more other people join after the message on board. So please feel free to send any questions, or either you can call in, ask the questions. We're here right now with supermodel, the actress, singer, dancer, all the above. And again, shout out to Barbara T with the return. I know it's going to be awesome on Saturday at the Red Carpet event. We will be there. He still has time to call into the show to actually check in with us and just see, let us know what his latest moves are. And I'm going to move a little bit over to social media right now. So on social media, I came across this. Someone actually tagged my page today with a lady who's 116 years old, her birthday today.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, what a blessing. So shout out to her. Her name, I wanted to see if I could see her name here, but I think it's Dorothy Strong, and she's a prayer partner. They partnered together with some other ladies. So okay. Some super great things happening there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yes. So what we're going to do at this present time, we're going to move over to some music. And what we were actually getting down with earlier was some Chris Brown. And then we're going to have a little runway show in here. And I'm a runway, too, because guess who's going to actually get it on live? we got some more time here. Huh? Now I don't know how to do what is the one called the let me whip, what is it, Shanae? Yeah. Yeah, they make some good chicken, don't they?
Hey, it's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
It's already live. Go to my page. Go to Zoe's page. Mama Zoe, and it's already live on there.
Oh, cool.
The first interview part.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some great.
I know it's dumb.
A model song, a runway song. We got a walk off.
That routine. We don't know that song, but it's called.
We're going to do something right quick in this.
Please say liquor.
Oh, that's it? You like that one? Oh, I don't. Let me tell you, honey. I'm so out of the loop. I need to get into the loop. So everyone who knows that we are live, I'm still checking back and forth to see, make sure if you have any questions. Thank you so much for being in on our show today, live in the ATL. So I know y'all can't see, but y'all going to be able to see some footage on.
And it's just one piece.
It's like
a machine
play.
You like the song?
I do like liquor, rope it.
How it goes? Let me see.
It's something
okay. Oh, no. We're not doing that. No. We're not doing
that. How you doing?
No, we don't want to see nothing about them go back to sleep.
Point,
no. Is this your favorite song? Okay.
What's that?
Loyal? But it's a clean version.
What about Royal?
Yeah, put on,
Me lean on. Don't
go louder than that.
Put a lean on. Put a lean on.
Put
a lean on. Put a lean on.
It's called
you
Lean On?
Yeah, you don't have to put clean version.
Okay.
It's a clean song.
So it's called Lean On Me?
Lean on.
Oh, what
you women lean and dab?
What you know about that game?
Lean and dab.
That's right. Y'all gonna take all of that one.
How do you lean and
dab? So bad. That's the only thing they do. They gotta do
together.
They fat.
There you go.
Like,
For those who come.
Oh, so this is right here? Oh, this is, I think this is a commercial.
A drawer with five preset environments.
Look at y'all know it. Y'all know it now. Y'all know. We don't have our other speakers. I'm going to try it. Yeah, it's not gonna play there. I apologize, it's not gonna play there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will play loud. Normally it would. So this is actually Lean On featuring Mo? Major? Okay. So we don't have any louder. Yeah, this is it right here. This is ridiculous. But we're going to make it work.
Mm-hmm. You hit it off.
Yeah, the other songs were loud. But maybe you can get an earphone loud. It's louder. For everyone, we are live here with IPH, Live Your Dream. And we are actually in the mix. We're getting ready to do a runway show. This briefly is going to be live on Facebook, and I'm going to be in the show. How about that? When we get the music loud enough, and y'all be able to see everything. So we just have some updated information about, it was actually on model Zoe page, the live stuff on the shirt. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which one? Oh, for the iPhone? Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey. Oh, no. She did it for iPhone, right? Oh, Android. Okay, Android. Yeah, that'll work. Goes with this right here. But put the speaker in there. And then normally it would work.
Yeah, you should.
And down to the bottom?
Yeah.
Where does that music come from? Oh, it's come from a bitch. Yeah. Oh, it's still, you know what? It's still paired with this right here. That's what's going on. Yeah. All right, everyone, we are still here live in the ATL. We have Zoe and Jai and the loving parents who definitely are behind their kids 100% blood, and we're just happy to be here. It's always good to definitely let someone live out their dream. Don't box them in ever, because it's not about boxing anyone in. So
So we are going to actually be beyond this actually showcase. It's about to actually close out in a couple of minutes. So we're going to bring everybody over and say, live your dream. Y'all ready to come over? Everybody come over around this way. Yeah, so we're going to do 1, 2, 3, live your dream. Okay? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, live your dream. Woo! I mean, it's networking party about to start. Everybody tune in. Make sure y'all go and like